Good morning! Happy Monday to everyone. I wonder how your weekend went. And let's continue praying for one another. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, as always, when we read the texts of the sacred scriptures. Today we read from St. Mark's chapter 3 in the Mass. The scribes who had come down from Jerusalem were saying, Beelzebul is in him. And it is through the prince of devils that he casts devils out. And this is a deeper picture of how the enemies of our Lord were envious with our Lord. They exerted every effort to read or to interpret him as something connected with the devil. Although what he did were holy, noble, whatever doctor you go to, the doctor will want to cure you, right? So these sick people went to Jesus as they were going to a doctor as well. Not just any ordinary doctor. Little by little, they saw more and more of the nature of Christ. He was a special man, at the least. And they would get glimpses of the supernatural divine character of Jesus. Because as they said, who can make a blind man from birth to see? How can a creature, no matter how special, would be able to bring the dead back to life? And Jesus did that ordinarily. He commanded nature and they did his bidding instantly. And little by little, they read some divinity in Christ as well. Only his enemies, because of that bad disposition of envy, pride, a lack of sincerity, a lack of love for the truth, these were tremendous obstacles for them to interpret Christ correctly. And here is a proof. What we just read, they interpret him as related very much to Beelzebul, another name for Satan. It is through the prince of devils that he casts devils out. So what our Lord did was to pick into this reasoning logic. So he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? He asked. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot last. And if a household is divided against itself, that household can never stand. Our Lord picked these two examples. A kingdom, a household, these were unities. A kingdom is a kingdom, one kingdom. It has a consistency that makes it the whole reality of that kingdom, houses, roads, services. It was a kingdom under a structure, a king, assisted by his court, his noblemen, and so forth. The same with the household. And if there is something inside such structures that go against itself, the household itself or the kingdom itself, such structures would not last. They would not have a long life. They would just self-destruct because of this corruption within. So Jesus takes this explanation to the next level, more on the topic at hand. he explains, now if Satan has rebelled against himself and is divided, meaning referring to Jesus, as because they claim that Jesus cast out devils through the prince of devils. So there is a contradiction within the kingdom of Satan, right? So he was trying to bring that out. So say, if Satan has rebelled against himself and is divided, he cannot stand either. It is the end of him. But no one can make his way into a strong man's house and burgle his property unless he has tied up the strong man first. Only then can he burgle his house. So he shifts to this other example. If within the kingdom of Satan there is a corruption, a force that is inimical to Satan himself, to the devils themselves, well, it will self-destruct. So what usually happens is that there is a victory of a part of that, a member or members of that structure over the corruption source, the corruption principle. With that subdued, then the structure, that unity, that entity survives and starts to prosper, to blossom. So that if in the one no one can make his way into a strong man's house and commit theft in it, unless he has tied up the strong man first. With him subdued, then he can do what he wants, which would be contrary to the owner, because he was going to steal. I tell you therefore solemnly, the gospel ends. All men's sins will be forgiven, and all their blasphemies, but let anyone blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, and he will never have forgiveness. He is guilty of an eternal sin. This was because they were saying an unclean spirit is in him. So this is an interesting turn, because our Lord sheds light on the people's consciences regarding the last consequences of this way, their way, the Pharisees and scribes' way of looking at him. If they continue claiming that he casts out devils using Beelzebub himself, that means that they were rejecting him. And this is a sin against the Holy Spirit, because God is offering you already the avenue, the way out of the predicament of man, which is his sinfulness. Salvation is being offered. Now, if you reject that avenue of salvation, how can you be saved? So, it's strictly speaking, our Lord is not saying that the forgiveness, the power to forgive of God is limited. There are some sins that cannot be forgiven. No, everything can be forgiven. Whenever one is contrite and is willing to amend his ways, counting on God's mercy and grace, anything can be forgiven, even these sins against the Holy Spirit. But strictly speaking, the sins against the Holy Spirit consist of those actions against the source of salvation. So you cannot be saved because you have repudiated, you have cast out your very avenue to safety, to salvation. Imagine, this was because they were saying an unclean spirit is in Jesus. So, who then can save them? Jesus was the very Word of God, the highest and most perfect form of God dealing with man. Let's not fall into such sins. I will not, confession cannot help me. The grace of God cannot help me. Well, you are already singing the song of the devil. He is the one conducting that symphony and you are participating in that symphony. You're rejecting God's mercy and salvation. Let's fight against that discouragements. Let's be aware of what the devil tells us in our thoughts, in our feelings, that everything is negative or there's no way out. Nah. God has always a way out. What we have to do is stick it out with Him. Let's ask the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph to bless these realizations. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!